Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
It's Stacy and Clayton, and this time I don't have to say Stacy's not here because Stacy is on the line with us right now. How's it going, Cooper?
Good morning.
So how was your weekend? Anything big happen? Was it just kind of a normal weekend for you, or?
Yeah, you know, just the birth of a child, no big deal.
Yeah, no biggie. Just a standard weekend, hey?
Just a standard weekend, yeah. It all went down on, what was that, Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
I've completely lost track of the days already. It's happening.
So excited, Stacy. Yes!
Thanks!
Give us the details.
Little girl, Fiona Faye, was born at 8:41 p.m. She's just a tiny little nugget. She's 5.6 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And 18 and a something inches long.
I'm not one of those guys to go, aw, but when you sent me a picture of little Fiona, I had like a 17-second, aw, like just the little mushy face and the little nose and everything. Oh, it's so cute. You did good, Stacy. You did good.
Thanks, buddy. I know that like parents are always biased because they think that their kids are the cutest, but she's so stinking cute.
Oh, like super cute with the little eyes and the little ears and the little feet and stuff like that. How did Sean do? Was he in the delivery room the whole time, or?
He was. We ended up having a C-section.
Mm-hmm.
Those kind. C-section. And so he was there for it, and yeah, he was awesome.
Oh, that's good. And everything's healthy. Everything's fine, hey?
You bet. 10 toes, 10 fingers. All that other stuff.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, we miss you a lot. And by we, I mean me, because, oh, man, reading the news, I can't do it like you.
Aw, I'm sure you're doing just fine.
Yeah, so how was the first night? Little Fiona was pretty well behaved, hey?
Well, yeah, it's weird. Apparently, after they're born, the first 24 hours, they're just like a little zombie. They just sleep. So you have this, you know, kind of magical thing where you're like, oh my God, this baby is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And she's still been actually really good. So,
oh, that's awesome.
Oh,
and you have recorded Game of Thrones, right? I mean, that's the next big important thing, you know? Baby
yes.
comes first and then Game of Thrones, close second, right?
Yes, we have not watched it yet, so keep it closed.
No spoilers, no nothing, hey?
Okay, no spoilers.
No, I talked about it this morning, but I mean, you're the Game of Thrones expert. I had nothing. I was like, oh, it was a good one. And then commercials. It was really, really awkward. Just one reason we miss you. There are like 98 other ones, but we're glad to hear that you and baby and everyone is healthy. And I mean, Fiona, that's such a good name.
Thanks, man. I thought so.
Oh, well, we miss you, Stacy. Hopefully we'll talk to you a little bit here during the mat leave and stuff like that. But just congratulations and enjoy it.
Thanks, buddy.
And I'll be stopping by with some presents very, very soon.
That sounds great.
What does Fiona like? What are her interests?
Wine.
Okay.
just kidding.
Yeah, don't worry.
Right now, not much, but I like food. You know that. So just bring food.
Awesome. Well, we miss you, Cooper.
You too, man.
Can we just give some love to Easter leftovers? It seems like Thanksgiving leftovers and Christmas leftovers, they get all the love when it comes to leftovers. But no one ever hypes up Easter leftovers, which is a shame because Easter leftovers are amazing. I mean, Thanksgiving, you got the turkey. Christmas, you got all the baked goods and stuff like that. But I mean, Easter, the leftovers are amazing. It's basically just cabbage rolls, mini eggs, homemade buns, and a giant Tupperware container filled with ham. That's a good haul right there. Lots of people here in Saskatoon hit the links over the weekend, a lot of golf courses opening their doors for the first time this season. And that first round of golf is always the best, hey? Not because of the golf itself, but going through your bag and finding all of the things that you left in there from last season. It's like Christmas all over again, hey? You go through that one giant pocket on the side and you start looking at all the stuff. You're like, ooh, a warm Coors Light, a library card, and a 2-for-1 shake and bake coupon. Hit the jackpot this year. I just miss Stacy, though. Stacy is our Game of Thrones expert. She has been watching since the beginning, and she is one of those hardcore Game of Thrones fans. Like, she never misses an episode. It's all she talks about on Monday mornings after a new episode. She loves it. I, on the other hand, never seen a single episode. It's not like I don't like the show or anything like that. It's just, I can't find the time. You have to be dedicated if you're a Game of Thrones fan. Those episodes are long, and if you start from the very beginning, it's going to take you a while to catch up, hey? Apparently, yesterday's episode of Game of Thrones, though, was just amazing. People on the Twitterverse were saying it's the best episode they have seen in years. And that's an awesome feeling, hey, when you see one of those good episodes and you're like, oh, I can't believe that happened. There was this and then that and then, holy Applebee's, so much stuff happened, right? But then you start to realize, I have to wait 6 more days until the next episode. And that's a horrible feeling, hey? Because there are like 7 cliffhangers going on right now. You just want to know what's going to happen next, and you can't because you have to wait for 6 days, which is why Netflix binging is so great, hey? You find an old show, you can just watch episode after episode, you don't have to wait. Shout out to Netflix. But with a new show, you have to wait. This is why people wish that Back to the Future was based on a true story, so they could just hop in their DeLorean time machine and fast forward to Sunday already. I've been living in Saskatoon my whole life, and I don't remember a year where speeding in the city was this bad. I mean, in a city this size, people are going to speed. That's just a fact. But I don't remember the incidents being this outrageous. Like, 6 people have had their vehicles impounded this month alone because of speeding. 2 happened this weekend. I talked about it in the news. That one guy on 8th Street going 95, got a $950 ticket. His car was impounded for 30 days. The other guy on Circle Drive, he was going 146 in a 90 zone, got an $865 ticket. Got his car impounded for 7 days. I mean, remember that story on McKercher? Buddy was going like 200 clicks an hour on McKercher. It seems like every single week there's a new outrageous speeding story. SGI even said that last month it was like a record number of speeding offenses and aggressive driving offenses. You know what people in Saskatoon need to start doing?
Stop breaking the law!
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.